No, we did not.
And
but Matt Ryan had a worse.
Matt Ryan was awful.
Terrible.
I don't know if
but I blame that on more of the offensive line not protecting. If you look, Ryan had 2 sacks.
But he missed wide open guys.
But you're getting pressured. You're getting pressured over and over and over again. It's going to hurt you.
Roddy White had an out route, and I keep citing this play because it just seems like it was the epitome of the afternoon. Roddy White goes out, runs out about 5 to 7 yards, and cuts towards the sideline. He totally faked out the cornerback. Quarterback's still backpedaling down the field thinking he's running a streak, I guess.
Right.
And Matt Ryan just misses him. He throws the ball, I would say, at least 7 or 8 yards to his right. It's like, to me, I don't know this to be a fact, but it just feels like when Matt Ryan gets in high-pressure situations like a playoff game, I don't know if he gets the jitters, I don't know if he gets nervous, I don't know if he's not well-coached, not well-prepared, but it seems like when he gets in playoff games, he just loses his cool, and he's definitely not Matty Ice by any stretch.
Well, you got a lot of people also want to see Mike Smith set on a platter, and I'm against that.
If you,
Mike Smith has got this franchise further along than they've ever been.
Anybody who says that Mike Smith ought to be fired, I have to question.
But he's raised the bar. He's raised the bar, and Falcon fans, we're hungry. We want a championship, and that's what we want to see. I just picture him like Tony Dungy was in Tampa. He built the team. They can't win the ring. They can't get there. They make a change, bring in John Gruden, he wins the Super Bowl with another man's team.
The question you always ask when you're about to fire a coach, what's the alternative?
It's true.
Who do you get that's better than Mike Smith? But, you know, people start saying John Gruden, Bill Cowher, Tony Dungy. You know, if those guys wanted to coach, they'd be coaching
somewhere.
They'd
have a job.
They like what they're doing. They like making $1 million to sit in the cool.
The only one I would go after would be Jeff Fisher.
Well, I think he's locked in. I think he's going to be St. Louis.
I think he's a St. Louis Ram. But Arthur Blank is not going to fire Mike Smith. And I'd say, you know, you get rid of your coordinators. You got Van Gorder's gone. You're going to replace him. You're going to replace Mularkey more than likely. You know, we don't know that for a fact. He might not. Who knows? But if you do, they're changing. The next season, we don't make the playoffs, or we make the playoffs and get blown out in the first round again. Then you go back and you say, hey, maybe it is the head coach.
Maybe, and I'm not opposed to that. If next season this same thing happens again, I think you have to look at Mike Smith and evaluate and say, what's the problem? I don't think Mike Mularkey makes it into next season as the Falcons offensive.
I don't think he makes it through the week.
I really don't. He is being nationally scrutinized for the play calling job that was. I don't know. He's an NFL offensive coordinator. That was an ugly play calling display Sunday. I mean, it was awful. So I don't
know.
You
can see the frustration on Michael Turner's face when he's sitting on the sidelines on that fourth and short.
But you know what, Michael Turner, he's not very good. So I don't know.
Turner's pretty good, man.
He's not. If he's not running through the tackles, he's done. You can't run him outside of the tackles. He's too slow.
But again, it goes back to the offensive line. They're not breaking the holes open. He's not getting the holes he needs.
You know what, Brandon Jacobs, Michael Turner could take notes.
I'm not going to give up on Michael
Turner. From Brandon Jacobs. He's too slow. He's too big. He's not the Michael Turner that we saw 3 years ago.
You're right. I mean, he's getting older in the NFL. He's taking a pound. He's taking a lot of carries.
But, you know, it's his fourth year. He should not be declining at that rate yet.